Hello, my name is Murray Gordon, ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft, and today we're blessed with Gabriel Torak, just coming off a great talk today at MIX. How are you enjoying the conference?
I'm enjoying it very much. It's been a wonderful conference.
Cool. Well, so tell me a little bit about your session and what you guys were talking about.
Well, so my session, actually it was Microsoft's session.
Yeah.
So they were announcing the Silverlight Analytics Framework today. And so, you know, our preemptive solutions, you know, plugs into that. So as many of you might know, we ship the DocuSkater that ships inside Visual Studio. And as many of you might know, the version coming out in Visual Studio 2010 includes runtime intelligence, which provides application analytics.
Okay.
Well, now this is the same thing for the designers using Expression Blend and Silverlight. Gives them the you know, similar type of capabilities, similar but different capabilities to be able to track Silverlight application usage on the web and also out of browser.
Okay, awesome. Well, so give everybody a little bit of background on preemptive, the kind of solutions you guys have been bringing to market, how you play with the Visual Studio team, all that.
Excellent. So we play very well with the Visual Studio team because we are actually part of Visual Studio. A light version of our product ships inside Visual Studio, and it's been in there since 2003. It's right off the tools menu. It's called DocuSkater. In 2010, it's now called DocuSkater Software Services because it also includes the runtime intelligence capability.
Okay.
And I'm very excited about that because I think that's going to be really quite transformational in the sense that people will be able to very easily be able to track performance, stability, and usage of their applications, both from the developer side, you know, through Visual Studio, but now also through Expression Blend for the designers. And the really cool thing is the data is, you know, it's the same format of data and it's sent to the same place, so it's automatically all aggregated. So you can actually begin to start looking at workflow, whether or not you're running in a sort of a front-end kind of thing or the back-end that's, you know, maybe a .NET application in the front-end, maybe in Silverlight. It all connects together so you can see the whole workflow. It's very cool.
You can get analytics across the board, understand how it's being used, maybe where failure points are in the application, all that kind of goodness.
Exactly. Yeah. And you can then take that information and surface it either inside Visual Studio for the developers to be able to look at, you know, are their code coverage tests the same as how people are actually using it in the field? Where can improvements be made? Are there performance issues in the field in certain parts? Are people actually using the product the way they thought they would be doing and be able to pull that back into their agile methodology, the iterative methodology to get feedback-driven development done quicker and quicker? I think it's going to be really cool. We've already got a lot of people doing some really interesting things with this.
That's awesome. Tell me a little bit about the Silverlight story. So for developers using your tools with VS 2010 and Silverlight 4, so how would a developer start leveraging your tool in their development process?
That's a great question. So a number of ways. The first most obvious way is, and I'll give you a perfect example, the Winter Olympics that just went off was all done with a Silverlight video player. Well, that Silverlight video player was protected with DocuSkater, right? So there was a mandate that whoever used that product had to protect it before they released it. And so it was... You know, the basic idea is that, as you know, if you don't take a .NET application and you don't, you know, run it through a tool like DocuSkater, you're very easy to reverse engineer. So we apply a number of transforms to a Silverlight application that makes it smaller, more efficient, as well as very difficult to reverse engineer. So that's the first step to do.
Nice.
The second thing is to be able to leverage either through Visual Studio. Now, this depends on whether or not you're looking at it from the designer's perspective or the developer's perspective. If you're looking at the developer's perspective, they can choose in Visual Studio, you know, that they want to track performance on this application, they want to track certain features, and if they're being executed, either just executed or how long they took. So from a performance standpoint, they want to track stability information. And then from a designer standpoint, they could choose an Expression Blend to check off that they're interested in certain events. So maybe they're interested in, you know, somebody's watching a video player. Do they leave the video player at a certain point? Are they stopping it before the credits roll, which indicates they really watched it?
For sure.
You know, any kind of things that you would normally track with web analytics. Mm-hmm. And as you start getting more and more rich internet applications, you can now start to track those things inside Silverlight, but you can also aggregate them with the back-end business information.
I can really see where companies that are selling large media buys on Silverlight can really leverage that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it seems like that would be a sweet niche for you guys.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
It's very
cool. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. And enjoy the Mixed Conference.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.